Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine.
I have great news for you today.
You do?
Yes. I did not buy a golf cart this week.
Not for lack of trying, for sure.
Isn't that great news?
It's awesome news.
I think that the craziness might be waning a bit.
Well,
and I don't really know. It's like the better dad gets, you know,
the less crazy you feel.
The less crazy I feel. I think that's really true. I'm going to just attribute it to that.
I'm cool with you saying that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you did move up the ladder this week. Meaning this is that where you have been focusing on golf carts, this week was all about automobiles. And yeah,
that's true.
So where you might have said, I mean, literally up until about three or four hours ago,
uh-huh.
we had said yes to two vehicles.
Yeah.
New vehicles.
Yeah.
And,
I think it's all part of my craziness.
Yeah.
Because dad is off after he's had knee replacement surgery.
Yeah.
And we thought that he was going to go back to work, not this coming week, but the week after. Mm-hmm. We thought that's when physical
right.
therapy would be over and he would be released by the physician. But we found out there's another 4 more weeks.
Right.
And that has triggered something in me.
Yeah.
And but prior to that, since before that, when I thought that we really only had about 2 weeks, there was a certain amount of things that I wanted to get done.
Yeah.
That I was like, I'd like to get these things off my plate
mm-hmm.
so that we can re-pivot or refocus. I guess you can't re-pivot, but pivot
sure.
and refocus on things. And now that this has happened, I sort of feel like, oh, well, I got time now, and you know, things
yeah.
don't have to. They don't feel as pressurized.
Yeah,
but
hold on.
I do feel what's going on, girlfriend.
Little Elliot's crying. I want to close the door on him.
Oh, okay. That's what we do when our little
yeah.
puppy cries.
Yeah, he's fine.
We just close the door.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways to handle that. Go take care of him.
No, he's fine.
Ease his pain.
Yeah.
All right, close the door on
close
him.
Close the door. He's yeah. fine. We've had 3 deer outside our window, and he was going berserk
on that. He's had a hard day. We've got 3 baby deer outside our window, but prior to that, with the construction people who are, I don't know what they're construction, but they're
road
they're
people.
Filling the holes in the road. With,
yes, and they parked
asphalt.
Right in front of our house
yeah,
in our subdivision.
Just, and he's just like, this is my territory.
How
I can't,
dare you come
how
here?
How dare you people?
How dare you?
So, Julie, who are we? Let's talk.
We're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter. I'm the daughter.
Does that make me mama?
You makes you mama.
Yeah, this is mama.
And I know why you want me to introduce myself, because I'm now officially a girl with her master's degree.
I know, just
we're
literally.
We're on equal ground, you and I are.
Literally a half an
where
hour
you
ago.
You were my superior.
Yes.
In intellect.
Yes.
I am now equal.
We are equal.
We both have MSs. Yeah.
No, you have.
An MSED.
You have an SED. I have an MA.
Okay, we're neither. They're no longer equal. The MA trumps the MSED.
That's a really?
I don't know.
I think they're both.
In our
equal.
Family, it does.
Okay, that's cool.
And you know, and
I said, congratulations,
yes.
Julie. This is a beautiful day. It took you 2 years, and I reminisced a little bit. Like we went through. You had Lyme disease,
yeah,
and that took many moons.
Dad had vertigo,
and which was not just a simple case.
No,
it was like hospitalization.
It's been crazy couple of years.
Yeah, and you still managed to do it.
Yeah.
And you know that. I mean, that's a testament, really, to the power of just
deciding putting, and doing it.
Just putting one foot in front of the
exactly.
other, and keeping doing it. And the fact that you know, like we said, you can tweak your way there.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to. We had to give up a lot of expectations about things,
right? Because I want to get it done in 1 year,
yeah,
and that didn't happen.
And then you wanted to get it done in 1.5 years,
and like that didn't happen. And then I was just like, screw it, I just want to complete it. And then I completed it.
But the other thing about the expectations was that you know that our lives continued on.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't continue on at the. At the level that we would have liked.
Right.
You know, we like to do things a certain way, but we had to sort of, you know, tweak them downwards sometimes to get to
yeah,
you know,
sure.
do everything you needed to
right.
do.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying that.
You're saying that the whole, because the mobile was disturbed, the mobile was disturbed. And,
And stasis was not going to happen.
No.
And we had to all be flexible. And so a lot of our craziness came out.
Yeah.
And so, but even in the midst of all this, in this year, we, I remember in January, we talked about our goals for the year with on the radio show. And, you know, we, one of the things was, remember, Dad was going to get dental tourism.
Yeah.
And we were going to,
yeah.
But he decided to stay and do it and kind of like dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
But that's been a big thing because he's had, and then he had his knee replacement surgery. And that was no small thing because like about a month to 6 weeks before, there was a lot of tests and things
right.
that he had to do. And because of he had a previous heart attack. And so he had all these things to do. And then there was the day of the surgery. And because he didn't, wasn't able to have the kind of like the local anesthesia for it.
The only reason I went to this guy because he promised, you know, home that same night.
Right.
You know, back
and so he wasn't. He had to be hospitalized. And when we was home, he was really, really sick for several weeks.
Yeah.
And so we're on the other side of that. But all of that in the midst of you getting your degree.
Oh, I know.
And I hopefully people have, because, you know, I'm a psychotherapist. We're coaches. You're, you know, we're authors. And you're a coach. You're a teacher. And you know, you've even put together a course on stress.
Right. And you can go there right now and sign up because we're going to do another class.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Weightlossandstress.com. This is what I focus my whole master's on, really, is the idea how stress affects the body and if and how stress affects your weight and weight loss. And research really demonstrates that if you use food, which most people who are overweight do to calm yourself as a stress reducer, it's nearly impossible to follow a program. And it's funny to think about how all these programs just focus on, oh, here's what you should eat. Here's what you should work out.
It's so strange.
Like, really, we don't know that.
It's so strange.
It's like we know it, but then when the stress comes through, all we want to do is eat.
Yeah. And not only is it it's difficult to do, it's difficult even if you've done it to maintain it.
Yes.
If you're having stress. So we've invited everyone that we're going to be doing what you did for your master's degree.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing it on the other side of your master's degree as a
celebration.
A celebration program.
Yeah.
For and anyone.
And I'm going to tweak it some a little bit. Issues that we're having. So I'm getting this ready for the new year launch in some sense.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I'm doing it again because I did a pre and post surveys. I kind of got people what they liked, what they didn't like, what I need to add. And so I'm going to do it again because I want to tweak. I want to get this course really
well. You're
going
to tweak it just like you do in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's where I'm heading. And so by heading in that direction, hopefully, you know, I can focus on that more and so forth.
Yeah.
Like Jordan Peterson says, you got to know where you're going.
Yeah. And even so, we this whole year, it's been about reading Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And some of his philosophies into our lives.
And it's so bizarre still because he would consider himself a liberal, I think he would consider himself. He's part of the academic community, academia, I guess. But if you don't read his stuff, if you Google him, his persona does not match
his online persona, especially.
Right. He's got a lot of haters out there.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing them. Why do people hate this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand him not liking him because it's like, oh, he's so dry.
And he takes about 10 pages to say a sentence.
And after reading his book, that would be the only thing I would criticize him about. I'm like, dude, you could have done this in about 10 pages.
You could do it.
Instead
of
30.
Yeah.
You know.
And yet I appreciate, even though I appreciate the background and because I get a deeper understanding into who he is and how he really thinks about things. And then you just a few weeks ago introduced me to Sam Harris.
Yes.
And he's another academic.
Yes.
And he and Jordan Peterson love to debate each other.
Right. And it's so weird because people who like Sam Harris like Jordan Peterson. Neither one of these guys have big personalities, by the way.
No.
They're not flashy.
No.
And I guess that's the key. Because what's going on, I think, is that we're tired of
the personality, and, the cult of personality,
and also they go against the grit, the memo where everything has to be a 1 minute thing.
Right,
you're like, no, yeah, you have. No. Like, let Sam, me explain.
Let
me explain, yeah. And I'm going to explain until there's actually a conclusion. Yeah. Like yeah. I was listening to the podcast that Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson were on together on Sam Harrison's podcast.
And is it Harrison?
No, just Sam Harris podcast. Yeah, okay. Thank you. And I was listening to it, and I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are so
D-R-Y.
Dry and boring, you yeah. know, but I know them enough now.
Yeah. And we cut them some slack.
Yes, and it's yeah. like, yeah, it takes you 2 hours because it really, yeah. you know, you're
but they're so thoughtful.
That's the thing.
And you get such great a great history
yeah.
of why they come up.
Oh, they
up.
Pull out their
yeah, the research, you know, the and research. All the polls and
yeah.
statistics.
And so,
and you know, as you're just finishing your master's, and we realize how important the research is.
Exactly.
To as you know, I really didn't give it that much credence.
Right.
And of course, I did my master's, you know, a couple decades ago, so it's not like I remember doing all the yeah. research. I think I
well,
just, you know.
It's just, it's find it, just find it very interesting. And it's been, it's, you know, it's been an interesting journey to take with these guys as
yes.
well. But, you know, really how I was introduced to both these is through Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Which is so funny to me because here he is, this comedian pothead.
Yeah.
But his format of having a 3-hour podcast.
Yes.
Lends itself
really does
to like let these guys just talk.
I know,
talk it out,
and we.
And you're like,
this
okay.
is what we're missing.
Yeah,
I mean, I you know I love Bill Maher.
Yeah,
and you get an hour of him, you know, fresh live on Friday nights on
yeah.
HBO. But his most interesting guests he saves for last, and they get about 5 minutes.
And you're like, this is
for
not
example,
enough.
Bill Maher had on Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan Peterson came off. Goofy.
Yeah.
Clunky.
Because
yeah. he asked them questions and Jordan does not know how to give a 15 second
no.
sound bite of an answer.
He was also
he cannot
on Fox
do
News
it.
One time. Jordan Peterson
and he did a horrible
with Tucker
job.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson wanted to lead it in a Republican way or a conservative way and criticized the liberal left. And he goes, well, and Jordan, of course, was like, well, this could possibly happen to both the extremes of the left and the extremes
yeah,
of the right.
They don't understand. He and Sam Harris, neither of them understand polarization.
No.
They just understand the truth.
They understand the
as
truth.
As they see it.
Right. And, oh, and this podcast that I'm listening to was a 2-hour debate on they were debating on what really constitutes truth.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And at some point I'm going,
yeah,
I feel like it's a 2-hour jerk me off.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
you guys just really want to hear yourselves talk. And I understand that, you know, yeah. like a director's jerk off.
A director's jerk off.
But
even though our movie was great and
yes.
we both directed
but
it.
But let's be honest here. Our movie, everybody pushed up against the 8-minute mark.
Yeah.
On their movies.
Yes.
We didn't.
We did
six
not.
6.5 with credits.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because you could have 7 minutes
yeah.
with a minute of credits.
Yes.
We went,
We just threw those credits up there.
Yeah. Here's a piece of paper with credits. 10 seconds later, it's done. You know, I listened. So Normano's been off of work. And so,
yes.
And he's been kind of coming back in a little bit. But I've been taking up the slack.
I know.
First off, they
God bless
his,
you.
Our truck is needed.
Yes.
For our budget, but for our company that we get yes. loads from, they're like, yeah. we need Julie to work.
Yes. And they text you every morning, Julie.
Can you work today?
Please,
because we have loads that need to get
yes.
done. And I'm
yes.
like, oh my gosh, all right. You know. And so I've been starting to get a little cranky, you know, I think. Working more nights but
not really sleeping all day long because we have things that we have
to get done.
So
I'm yeah. literally sleeping in like an hour here, 2 hours there, hour
yes.
and a half there.
Yeah.
That, you know, and Elliot, bless his soul, he's not a nighttime, when nighttime comes, he falls asleep.
Right.
And then when daytime's up, he's like, I'm up in for business, people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, not like
New
Jane
day.
Fonda's
let's,
crotch.
Let's
that, she said that's closed for business.
That's right.
She goes, I'm 80 years old, and it's closed
it's
down
closed
here.
Closed for business.
It's closed down.
Well,
but,
unlike Murphy Brown, who's coming back
yeah.
to TV.
Yeah, because CBS, I mean, you might as well just call it the Senior Citizen Channel. I mean, seriously.
CBS is not Central Broadcasting or Columbia
yeah.
Broadcasting. It's senior. No,
CBS. Community by seniors.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Not just the bisexual seniors. All the seniors are welcome. You know. So I listened to some podcasts. There were some very odd podcasts out there, you know. And by the way, we had another golf cart drive by our property.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's like the third one I've had and since the show.
Was it ours? No, just kidding.
Yeah, was it ours? One of our three?
I had a great idea, by the way, before you talk about this.
Yeah, sure.
Guess who's going to be in the golf cart rental business?
I'm hoping it's us since we have since we've got, you know.
Now we have four.
We have four. I might as well just rent them out, you know.
And by the weekend.
Yeah.
For people who have guests here.
I love it. We should do
it.
Thank
you very much.
How do we do it?
Thank you. Well, I'll just think about it.
Yeah. Cool.
Now you go ahead and tell your story. I just wanted to say.
All right. Well, I was listening to this one podcast. You got to love podcasts, but there's at some point. Okay, so I've had like this craziness with podcasts the last couple of weeks, and I don't think I've
talked to
you about
it. Because you've been driving more.
And I've listened to a lot of podcasts. Right. And
I always say, goodbye, Jill. Make sure you listen to some podcasts for us so you can come back and just have so much to inform me
of. Really? no pressure here. I'm like, I'm not taking notes. I'm driving a semi. first off, it was this one study. I think it was in Freakonomics maybe, but it was a study of happiness. Mm-hmm. And what country do you think ranks high up there in happiness?
I would say my first thought, though, is China.
No.
Isn't that crazy? And then my second one was Melania's country?
Monrovia or something?
Monrovia. Yeah. Or
no, that's not it either.
Some M country.
So Norwegian countries.
Oh.
And Denmark is up there.
And you know, that's my favorite country.
Is it? Denmark is your favorite country?
Because
why?
They have universal salary.
Oh, do they? They have.
Yes.
Well, that's what
And pot.
And healthcare.
Free pot. And I think prostitution is legal.
Yeah.
And free healthcare. All the things that make a country great.
Yes.
And like all the freaking sardines you want.
And they work less hours than Americans do.
Oh, my God.
Which is so funny because they say Americans on the average work 36 hours a week. And they work 24. And I'm like, when have I had a 36-hour work week? I mean, that's been like, you know.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like this, though.
Yeah.
You get time off. I mean, like, how many weeks have Dad been off? He's probably averaged 10 weeks off a year for the last 4 years.
100%. The man is semi-retired.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, I can see where you get less and less hours. And if you have people who work part, you know. So, but they, on a whole, work 24 hours a week.
Okay,
and they have something crazy, like half a year of maternity leave. And you don't have to take it all. You can take it later in life. Like, you don't have to take it all with your baby.
Aww.
You can take it, like, when they're 7 or 8 or 10
How
or 12.
Beautiful.
So that if you want to take a trip around the world,
Aww.
You can. And
do Norwegians take expats?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not one of those shithole countries that Trump called a shithole.
But here's the thing. I love it when they say free health care. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. They said they do have free. And also, it's free health care, free child care. But it's not free. The people pay for it. They just pay for it in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
In sardines.
No.
In bitcoins.
Well, they said that their taxes are high.
Oh.
Their taxes are high.
There you go.
Now, nobody is telling me, though, because I want to know. Okay, taxes are high. I get it. They said 50% of their money at least goes to taxes.
50%?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I don't know is that when you factor in what we pay for health care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Is that, I mean, are we paying half of our salary anyway when you think about taxes and health care?
Yeah.
I am not 100% sure.
Right.
And so, but what they don't, so here's, they're like they typically like, okay, so they were talking to this one couple who went from, they lived in London. Okay, and they were stressed out in London, and the husband took a job at the Lego company, I think, in Denmark.
Oh my God!
And
I want to work for Lego.
And so, what typically, if they took a test or you know, they surveyed people in London, are typically at like between 1 and 10, a 6 on the happiness scale.
Mm-hmm.
But in Denmark, you're like a 9 or 10, mm-hmm. like you're way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yeah, after being here about a year or two, I literally felt happier.
Wow.
Now, what they don't do there in Denmark, they don't keep up the Joneses. It's actually
just the opposite.
Yeah. If you buy yourself fancy purses and fancy clothes, they really consider that as a like a crappy
thing
to do.
What's wrong? Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Well, I can remember we had a client that was in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
And we used to, do you remember we used to what FaceTime or yeah, whatever that FaceTimer. Thing was.
Yeah.
And she had this Skype. Little. It was she had this little apartment.
Yeah.
And it was on like a second or third floor, but the way the sun came in through the window, yeah. she looked almost like angelic. And I can remember she went one day. She goes, and I can't believe it, but so and so gave me a bike, blessed
all
me
she
with a
want,
bike.
What was a bike?
And she thought she was the happiest.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God. Mm. Oh my God! I want that life.
Yeah,
I want her life. I was so jealous
they would
of her.
They would turn their nose down at you for having
three golf carts. Oh
and then
my
the fourth
God.
One at Jellystone. I mean,
they'd probably get mad for me at having a Jellystone. Even.
Oh yeah, and the MG you have in the garage.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing too, it's just a very weird lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like it's not uncommon to have your baby sleep outside in the fresh air, unsupervised.
And
seriously, you put him in like a little, you know, thing.
Just give him some fresh air. Yeah.
But
kind of like
a woman
Moses
that
going
was,
down the Nile.
There was someone from Denmark, a Danish woman, who was arrested in the United States for child endangerment because she would leave her children unsupervised taking naps, like in her front porch or in the backyard.
My God.
And they like, and people heard about this and like, well, why was
would
she
you do
arrested?
That? Yeah.
Yeah. Because she.
Oh, my God.
You know, and yeah. But now here's the thing, you know, it's a very liberal country. And the reporter said, now, you know, there's probably having immigration. What do they feel about this? And they said, well, they feel like all these services should just be for the Danish, the Denmark, you know.
Say that again?
They're like, the services are just good. They love their services and like the other country.
Yeah.
But it should only be for them. Nobody else. Like
so like if an immigrant comes?
They have a hard time with it initially.
Got it.
They're
got
like,
it.
I don't want to share my stuff, my good fortune with them.
I get it.
You know,
I get
it's
it.
Not fair to them to walk
gosh.
In and do
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Oh.
And
oh.
So, you know, so yeah. that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
All this talk is maybe want a Danish to buy some.
Yeah,
Danish.
There you go.
I like the cherry cheese.
And also, though, what they said too, that people aren't very happy in the service area, mm-hmm. like you know, waiters and waitresses, mm-hmm. and they're not that happy, they're not that pleasant
in Norway,
and in those Scandinavian mm-hmm. countries, especially in Denmark. And the reason why, and they talked to the woman that was from London because she goes, I just wasn't used to it because in London everybody's so big and gregarious and like, hey, how can I help you? And
hello, governor.
Yeah, hello, governor. How can I get you?
Tap of the morning.
Yeah.
I said, good morning, sir.
And I guess there's no tipping in Denmark.
Whoa.
I guess, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to, they're not trying so hard. What do you guys want?
Oh.
I want some pizza.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah, because I'd be nicer to you if I thought you might throw me some coin.
Yeah.
And they're not.
I have a job. You're not going to get me fired.
Right.
All I'm doing here is my goal is to
interesting.
Get, my goal is not to be pleasant. My goal is to mm-hmm. get your order and make sure you get your food.
Yeah.
But besides that, I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Now, here's the other thing.
When I think about service jobs that they depend on us being.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, there's a paradox in this happiness. And that's the suicide rate is not typically low. It's typically a little bit above average. And they say it's because it's really hard to be depressed when everybody's just is happier.
Ooh.
And so your depression
is magnified.
Is much more magnified.
Yeah, like, oh my God, everybody's so happy.
Everybody's
damn
so
happy.
Content and happy. Also,
babies
these countries.
Babies in baskets on the front lawn.
I know, but the weird part is most of these countries, they kind of tick toward atheism or agnostics. They're not high in religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got safety as a high issue. They feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have mm-hmm. they have health care taken for them. They've mm-hmm. got their, you know, they've got retirement done for them. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the big headaches that Americans hold.
Oh
deep,
my gosh!
That you know, if you're not saving, since if you don't begin saving for your retirement by the age of 20, you're screwed. Right.
Right.
You know, no, like. It's already taken care of because their taxes are high.
We should have had some kind of safety net like that.
We do. I mean, we have Social Security. But how would
but
you...
who can live on that, though?
But who... You can if you live like...
Move to Denmark.
Denmark. And you live in a little one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
and,
go to Jellystone.
Know? Yeah. Or you live at Jellystone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's a neighbor of ours in Jellystone. She lives 6 months in our Jellystone and goes in the wintertime and lives in a...
6 months somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just fascinating to hear this. And I and then they were interviewing, and they had this one economist who I've heard before talk about, instead of your GP, what is it?
Is it gross product?
Yeah.
Gross national product?
Yeah, but not NGNP. What is it? Gross national. But yes, like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. They call it G something H. Mm-hmm. The happiness quotient.
Oh, no, that country does?
No, this one economist was talking about
got
this.
Got it, okay.
Because I can't remember his name, mm-hmm. but this economist was talking about how some leaders of countries are thinking to themselves, screw our economy in some sense.
And make our people
how
happy?
How do we make our people happier?
Oh, my God.
How do we start off with that's our biggest goal?
Yeah.
Not whether or not we can make our, mm-hmm. Our economy stronger, because that doesn't equal mm-hmm. happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I think, it's kind of interesting to me, okay?
Yeah.
Like, we go to Nash.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I would say, hi, Kim. She's hopefully a new listener of ours.
Hello, Kim.
Yeah. And that's a really well-run place.
Yeah.
It's always spotless. It's always just run well. And everyone is very decent there. And I get the impression that that money is not an issue there.
Right.
And to me, I think that that's part of the happiness factor
right.
of their employees.
Right.
Because everybody's always very genuinely kind and nice.
No, they're even. I would call them even.
That's good, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but I don't want to get paid, but it is. I never feel like this facility is lacking,
but no,
they have equipment that doesn't that breaks, but then gets fixed,
right?
Which is always a good sign.
Yes,
you know, so you don't feel like there's a deficit there, and I think maybe that's the key. Mm-hmm. But I guess it is really what you feel too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But like the Sakamas was talking about. This one dictator, and I can't think of his name.
From what country?
It was an African country, and I don't know what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smaller country,
mm-hmm.
and he became, I don't know if he was a dictator, but he became president of this country. And what his only goal was, and he hired this economist to come and help him design, how do I make my people happier?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get them to feel happier?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's best for everybody? And it started off with healthcare. You know, that's where people, like, everybody needs to get to, you know.
Yeah.
Because when you're sick, you're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And things that are, like, could be taken care of in two weeks.
Yeah.
If they're not taken care of. I mean, if I didn't have somebody treat me with my Lyme disease,
no.
I don't know what would have happened
no.
to me.
I know, Jules.
I really don't. Months of pain and sorrow?
I don't know.
You
had meningitis with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I remember telling you specifically, I go, don't worry, Mom. I'll either get, because we didn't know what was wrong with
no.
me. I will either get worse and then they'll figure it out
yeah.
or I'll get better yeah. and that's okay too.
Yeah.
And I won't be.
You're so brave. I couldn't even.
It's just that you have no choice. Like, we've all displayed those braveness when you're sick, because you just, at those moments, something kicks inside of you. We're like, well, mm-hmm. what can I do? Nothing. Mm-hmm. I cannot do a darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was interesting. That whole story
that
about
whole
happiness.
Thing is...
And then I remember our last weekend, I went to our complex's steering meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were all invited to go mm-hmm. and I wanted to go.
And I, by the way, I've had like visions of you being on the board there.
I could be on the board.
I have visions of it.
And they wanted to know our opinions on stuff, and people mm-hmm. were talking, and mm-hmm. and some people were really pushing for, like, how do we get our property values up? How do we get our property values up? And the head of the guy, he goes, I understand that property values are an issue, but you didn't move out here because you thought your property would grow. This is not the suburbs.
This
were.
This is totally, we are a country lifestyle community.
Yeah.
You don't come here
hoping
to
triple your investment.
Double or triple your investment.
This is really about a lifestyle.
It's not,
and he goes,
it's not
I don't, this is my last house I'm building. He's in his 40s. The guy goes, I'm not moving from here.
Mm-hmm.
I love where I live.
The president said
yeah.
this? Yeah.
He's only like in his 40s. I'm like, oh, I could, dude. But he was in the service, so maybe he's retired now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, I'm retired. 40-something.
Yeah, double dipper.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He knew how to plan his life, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
so... But it was interesting for me to think about, I'm like, we need to acknowledge the fact that for whatever reason at this moment, people are happier in Lost Nation than they have been.
I can totally agree.
A lot more golf carts,
a lot more friendly people.
A lot more dogs.
Yes. A lot more waving, and just everybody's just a lot happier.
So
I can remember, you know, we've been here 20 years, but and I can remember when people were really crabby.
Oh, yeah. And so, okay, so that was one interesting podcast.
Can I ask you a quick question, though? Wouldn't it be awesome if we heard Jordan and Sam Harris do a debate on what is the definition of happiness?
Right. Well, because Jordan would say happiness should not be your goal.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
He doesn't believe that.
He believes that
purpose.
What you do is a result is.
Yeah. So Jordan would call himself religious. Mm-hmm. Sam Harris would call himself spiritual, but he doesn't define it the way we would define it.
Right.
Because I call spiritual as you believe your body, you believe your soul, your spirit goes someplace after you die. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe that at all. I don't think he thinks your consciousness is gone the moment you, the light goes, turns off, your heart stops beating, you're done. Mm-hmm. So he calls spirit, he wants to redefine spirituality as taking care of your consciousness in some sense. Mm-hmm. And so your consciousness, and he believes in meditation a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't believe in free.
I can't believe he believes in meditation so much. I mean, he is known as a great meditator.
Yeah, huge meditator.
Because when you meditate, and if you are a good meditator over time, that would lead you to believe that there's something more than this. I just believe that.
And he would say there is something more, but it's all about your consciousness. It has nothing to do with your spirit, this made-up fantasy thing of your spirit.
Oh, he said that your consciousness can go on beyond your body after you die.
No, he never says after you die.
Okay, interesting.
Your consciousness dies the moment you die. Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell. Only listened to him for 3 hours or 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But when I heard that, I'm starting to get it now because I heard other people who comment like, I'm an atheist like Sam Harris is an atheist. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Sam Harris is an atheist? I thought he was a huge spiritual meditator.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, he's looking for a different definition of spirituality.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
We are all looking for different definitions of things, aren't we?
Well, and
I mean, just think about it. I would be reading like Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
You know, the old timey Agatha Christie. And she'd say, oh, you know, Sir Charles so-and-so, he was a gay old character.
Yeah.
And that gay didn't mean like we think gay now is.
I think she called people pussies.
Oh, he was an old pussy.
Yeah. I don't think they meant wimp.
No.
I think they just meant like, he was
a hell of a man.
Hell of a man. He was a hell of a man.
I don't know exactly what they meant, but you're right.
I mean, you're going, what did she just say?
Yeah.
Squeeze me? I don't know about that.
And also, we really are at the crossroads of a lot of definitions.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when a gaslight used to be a gaslight.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like talking about
gaslight.
You got gaslighted, baby.
Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I had to look it up.
Yeah. Manipulated. Yeah. Well, like memes has turned into something else, you know, where it used to just be a little kind of cute little thing, you know, that got to turn viral.
Yeah.
Now it means you are it's something like a cultural thing that's been repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
That would be like, okay, here's an example. It's like somebody started tying their shoes upside down, you know, and then all of their bow is at the bottom, you know. You're like, wow, that happened. And then it happened, and now we all do it.
Yeah.
It's a meme.
Yeah.
You know, so now here's his other podcast I talked about. I want to share this because I thought it was so outrageous. It was about this great, huge, multi-million dollar theft. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I did not know this, but there is a culture in the world that they're all about fly fishing for salmon. And they have to create these beautiful, intricate, very Victorian or fly, like bait, mm-hmm. you know, fly mm-hmm. fishing bait. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of very precise measurements on how to do it. And they all require feathers. And a lot of times they require feathers from birds all across the world for one of these bait kind of things. Mm-hmm. Didn't know this even occurred. And there was actually a magazine and all this stuff. Well, one of these people who followed, and I guess it's sort of like polo. It's for the upper class people who do it, mm-hmm. and very expensive, because these lures are so expensive to make. And if you can make them, and there's like conventions and stuff like that, I'm like, it really exists. I can't even believe it. Right.
Oh.
And so this one man who I think was living in, went to Oslo for, decided to live in Oslo. I think this is the right town.
And Oslo?
Yes, Norway. I think this is where the caper took place. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just talking about Denmark.
I know. That's why I thought it was,
we're getting in a circle here, yeah. baby.
Now, here's the reason why I found this fascinating. This kid, I think he's mid-20s guy, he goes into this museum, and to find out that this museum has not Darwin's collection, but Darwin's... comrade, I can't think of his name. He actually came up with evolution before Darwin did.
Mm.
He was figured out, but he had collected all these birds. Hmm. All these birds, all these specimens were in this one cupboard in this museum. And when this guy was going to look at the museum, didn't know this, he came across like, oh my God, they keep all this stuff here in this one room in the museum,
mm-hmm.
worth millions. But no big deal. They're just bird, dead specimen. They're birds, but they're, I can't think of the guy's name right now, but basically he had figured it out and then wrote Darwin a letter telling him all he figured out and his,
In terms of evolution?
Yeah. And sent it to Darwin, and then Darwin published it. Like he goes, well, I was thinking of the same thing, and then published it, and he became the name that we all. And if I heard the name, I think it's so interesting because I think Jordan wrote about this guy's name in our book that we're reading.
Oh my God.
I know.
You have to look it up.
I don't know.
Okay, look it up.
So here's the thing I thought was funny.
Drink, girlfriend, drink.
Weird. Is that, so this guy steals all these birds.
Are they actual dead birds?
Yes.
Or just their feathers?
Actual dead birds and feathers. Like both.
Separate feathers and then dead birds.
Some have dead. Some are dead birds with their feathers on, and others are just feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and only steals them only because he wants to make these lures.
Yes,
he goes and steals them
somehow.
Well, he goes back into the museum at night, and he just breaks open the glass. No one really thinks about it, and the museum says that the night watchman was busy. But the guy who got arrested for it said he was just watching a soccer game. He wasn't paying attention to me. I just walked in. He goes, I was there for 3 hours, just putting all this stuff into his bags. Maybe he wasn't there a couple of hours, but he wasn't rushing. And he just went in.
And so because they only work 24 hours a week there in this country. I got to watch that soccer game.
But to think that this guy would risk so much for feathers,
mm-hmm.
So when he get, so how they found him? Well, because he started putting them on eBay. Because his goal was to, he was also a flautist, and he wanted
to buy a flute,
a gold flute,
a
magic golden flute. So, but to do that, it cost quite a bit of money.
Yeah,
he had to then
he had to sell some feathers.
I can't just do Uber for 20, 100 million hours and have a gold flute. I gotta really. Yeah.
I got to think out of the box.
Yeah. So he thought I could sell these feathers and dead birds. And so he,
On eBay,
which he did. And
OMG.
I know.
I go to eBay every day, by the way.
Yes.
I would never think of going to the dead bird category.
Or the feather category.
No.
But you are such a big liar.
What have I done?
I'm going to bet you $100 right now that in the last 12 months,
yes.
we have gone to eBay.
Yes.
And we have searched for...
feathers?
No, dead birds. You know why? Because our Christmas movie, required us to have a fake dead bird on your shoulder.
Oh my God.
We have looked.
We have looked for a dead bird.
Yes.
And we didn't find one.
Well, we were looking for the fake. There were tons of dead birds.
Yeah,
we went fake.
We wanted fake dead birds.
I go, you know, we went
for the Christmas movie.
For the Christmas movie. Because, you know, God only knows you need to have fake dead birds for the Christmas movie.
I had to have it on my shoulder.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did we end up doing?
We ended up using a black wig.
A black wig.
With big eyes.
We put big eyes in it.
Yes,
big red eyes.
It was really, we on called it, it was a cockadoodle.
A cockadoodle.
Yeah. It was a cockatoo mixed with the poodle.
Yeah.
Because those poodles will fuck anything.
Because poodles will fuck anything. So we called it a cockadoodle.
Someone I said the other day goes, what kind of dog is this? Oh, we think it's a chihuahua doodle. A chihuahua doodle.
I'm like, that's so funny.
Screw you guys. And I'm like, those poodles must just think they're yeah. They're just whores. Like, you know what, guys? I can't, really, a chihuahua? I had to screw a chihuahua. I don't know if the chihuahua's happy. And who's the male? Who's the female?
I have no idea.
Is it artificial insemination? I don't know.
A chihuahua doodle. Yeah. I just heard on scene, and I was reading that all the airlines are getting more strict about the companion animals, these emotional support animals that you can take on board. And they're just, several airlines have decreed now that you can only have, they've got only three options that you can take on board. They allow cats and they allow dogs.
Good.
And guess what the third animal is?
I don't know.
It's just guess.
A cockadoodle.
I thought maybe monkey, you know?
Oh, God, no.
But miniature horses.
Oh, God.
And I thought it would be my luck if I'd be flying.
Yeah.
And the person next to me is so freaked out that she needs her miniature horse with her.
Are miniature horses, like horses you cannot pie train, right? I mean, they just kind of go when they go,
I was telling Dad that, you know.
Yeah.
He was saying that he bets $1 million that they're going to need these, he calls them parade bags.
Yes.
And they got to have some kind of, otherwise
it could
be.
How miniature can these things go?
Yeah.
And are they?
They're not like teacups, that's for sure.
No, and are they, is it painful for them? Like,
to be that little.
Yeah, like are their joints not, you know.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
When you're supposed to be that small, like you're proportionate.
Right.
But
they're not.
There are a lot of being horses onto the plane. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
It really is.
Can you imagine and they got to be like leashed? Can you imagine like walking up the plank with your little horsey?
Oh, yeah, because these people are egos maniacs. Like, look at me.
Yeah.
And their horses are going, I'm not supposed to be up in the sky. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be flying. I go, this is not who I am. or is this who I am now?
Or like, no.
I am this horse now.
This is me now.
This is me now flying. I go, this is me. And where Jordan would say we don't have free will, the horse would agree.
Yes.
Because I go, I may be miniature, but do I not bleed like a regular horse? Do I not eat grass? How come you have me up above the 20,000 feet?
Yeah. And I'm supposed to calm you down?
Yeah, am I supposed to join the Mile High Club now?
What am I supposed to do?
And would that not be hysterical?
Yeah.
I mean, we're like, oh my gosh, these two horses, you know, my miniature horse sees your miniature horse, and all of a sudden you've got miniature horse Mile High Club, and you're like, oh my gosh.
A free for all.
It's just one big crazy out thing. It's nuts. The world
I kind of felt
us.
Like it would be kind of funny, though, because I just felt like monkeys would have been awesome, because I pictured myself in the backs, the person with the monkey in front of me, and then she's like holding the monkey like a baby over her shoulder, and the monkey just staring at me as I'm flying and just making monkey faces at me.
Would that just not be a face?
They make monkey faces. They like
woo, woo, yeah.
Yeah.
Got
they
it.
Like pull their lips apart, and, you know. And
okay. All right. I don't need the visual. I really don't. Well, cool. I think that I see that a monkey face is very judging too.
You do.
I think monkeys as a whole, they judge.
Oh, you know what? That's probably why they're not allowed.
Yeah.
They're too judgy.
Yeah.
I just don't like you.
I think if you need to bring an animal on board like that, a support animal, you should have to be forced to be, you know, first class. pay for first class.
Yeah. Julie, if you had to have a support animal, if you needed, if you had to fly mm-hmm. and you needed some kind of, let's say you, a trank wouldn't do it, you needed to have your animal with you, what would
I
it
would
be?
Just, here's what I would have if I needed something, mm-hmm. Mostly the distraction for me. Mm-hmm. I would have a thing like, hey, I need to go to, let's say I need to go to Florida mm-hmm. and I hate to fly. Mm-hmm. But I would want to be matched up with someone's like old grandmother or a horrible child, because then if I have to entertain somebody else for fear that the, you know, the plane would be going to craziness,
right,
I could get out of myself,
get out of yourself enough
to take care of the kid, to take care of the old grandma,
right,
you know.
Yeah,
like I remember my grandma, God bless her soul, she, you know, when we used to travel, I remember this one woman goes, oh, you just take care of your grandmother so well. And I'm like, yes, right, I do, bitch. And you're so fucking lucky because she'd cut a bitch. You guys don't, you don't know the wrath that my grandmother would do. She'd give
oh,
you.
Oh, she'd cut a bitch.
Yeah. She would just think everybody, she was just saying, she thought everybody was rude.
Yeah.
And also that, and she had no problem just stating it.
Yeah.
And sometimes.
In front of that person.
Yes.
How rude are you?
Yeah, or like, or no, like, can you believe how rude these people are here? Can mm-hmm. you believe it? Mm-hmm. And once in a while, you'll do that. You'll do that,
kind of.
And then I'll have flashbacks, like, as you know,
yeah, panic attacks,
PTS or
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, PTSD, and it'll come back. And then I, and you'll go, why are you so fragile about this, Julie? You know, I'm like. I'm like, literally, I have spent a lot of time defusing bombs. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And so when I hear
so,
you...
So, yeah, when you see me getting... And now the only reason I am like that
yeah, tell
is
me.
Because I think that it happens automatically as you get older.
Which
you start
sucks.
Not caring that much but, what people think about you. It's horrible.
Well, that's,
it's horrible.
Not
I'm watching of, Grace and Frankie now yeah. on Netflix, and I am living that life.
Yes, on Malibu on the beach,
yeah.
doing peyote, having sex with strangers at the age of the rightful age.
I'm 80 years old.
Let's have sex.
No, but I just, there is something that comes along. Although my mom, because I think she had a little bit of a hearing issue,
yeah.
she talked really loud.
Yes.
And she would say, well, what's wrong with that woman? She's very rude, isn't she?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, we're fine. Your grandma, she's
fine. She wasn't talking about you.
Yeah, she's not talking about you. You're like, who are people on this plane? I go, I think there's some interesting people here. I'm like, probably. Can we not talk about this? Talk about anything else?
She likes to talk about people with their nationalities.
And... Oh, my goodness gracious. Sexuality, nationality, religiosity.
Yes, anything.
Anything. Anything, you know. And then the other podcasts that kind of messed me up, and I don't think I talked about this last weekend. And... you know, I went down a rabbit hole with podcasts just by coincidence. Mm-hmm. I was driving and one rec was recommended to me, a Dear Sugar podcast. I'm like, I'll play
it. Dear Sugar?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
Dear Sugar's the woman that wrote the book. She was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. It was a Reese Witherspoon played her. I might have won an Academy Award. I don't know. But she took this trek.
Through. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I do know that.
Okay. Writes really well, but she has a self-help kind of thing.
She has a podcast?
Yes. And it's her
I'm
and this other guy. And they do advice. It's an advice podcast.
Wow. I would love to give advice.
Yes. And
I should
so
take
I'm
some
listening,
advice. But, go ahead.
And this show, I hadn't heard it for over a year. And mm-hmm. I had heard it before. And they mm-hmm. were kind of, I kind of think they're kind of fun. You know, mm-hmm. this... I don't know what the hell happened to them, but they've gone down this weird path.
They have?
I don't know, but it was the path that I was on. It was like, I think it was all about white privilege.
Whoa.
And they had brought in, I think she was a professor. She was black. I think she was a professor. And people had written stuff about, you know, they must have said, here's a topic, you know, write your questions. And this woman came in, you know, I think the question was about, you know, how do I raise my two boys to be, you know, thankful for what they have and to realize, you know, the plights of other people and all this stuff. And she goes, the professor goes, well, I'm just telling you right now. I go, just by your letter and the way you're talking, you don't even acknowledge it that you have white privilege in yourself. And she was just like schooling her, man. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And she goes, most people don't even realize how prejudiced they are and how much white privilege.
Is this the professor saying
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Sugar.
Is there Sugar black?
No.
Yeah.
She's this blonde girl.
Witherspoon played her.
And she was talking about she didn't realize how much white privilege she had until she went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this professor, and mm-hmm. and it was in, she graduated in women's studies.
That's in itself a white privilege.
Yeah, right. No kidding. And so she was talking about how the Dear Sugar girl, I can't think of her name.
I wish I could too,
but how when she got married, she wasn't going to take her husband's name. And democratically, they decided that if they had two kids, each child would take one
really?
Would have the husband's name and
no.
one would have her
That's
name.
That's ridiculous.
And
sorry,
she goes, I did it. She goes, just to give in, I gave my first child my husband's last name first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to soothe things with my father and my parents-in-law,
sure.
whatever. But then when I had my second kid, I felt like it was wrong for them not to have the same last name. So I gave it and just gave it. I just gave him. He goes, but it was my choice, she said.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel pressured by my husband. He did not. It was truly my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, you know, then Sam Harris would go, it wasn't your choice. You totally were programmed to. I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to. I would have felt weird giving my two children.
Different names. That's just silly.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
But she was saying all this stuff. And I go, mm-hmm. I get it.
I mean, we really are at this point. Starting to get how programmed we are.
That's the better fucking
That's,
word.
And, yes.
How programmed we are.
Yeah. Culturally, and, everything.
And so after hearing this professor talk, and she has, I mean, she does seminars. Maybe she's not a professor, but she does seminars and workshops on white privilege and mm-hmm. how to, you know, and all this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
and how you don't even really know. And I left going, my first thought when this podcast was over mm-hmm. was like, if this is what you call privileged, you know,
yeah,
life's, you know,
yeah.
I go, cause my life's pretty hard.
And I've talked to Dad about that too.
Yeah.
And he feels the same way, you know, for 40 something years, he's worked, you know, 100 plus hours a week.
Right.
You know, and I mean, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like privilege.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah. And so because we don't know, and that's because, so therefore that's how privileged we are. We don't even realize.
We're so privileged. We don't even realize how privileged
like,
we are.
Yeah, I know that I'm privileged by being born in the United States and not some other country.
I agree with that.
That's worse off.
Now, I
could have
been
born in Denmark.
Right.
And I could be a ton of lot happier.
Yeah.
Those Danish people over there,
yeah.
they're privileged.
Me and you could be so happy and have a podcast in
right.
Denmark.
And then, exactly. And then, just by chance, I went to Sam Harris and listened to his first podcast. And I'm like, I'm going to search Sam Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go here, and I think it's Beyond Meaning. I don't know what his podcast. No, Wake Up.
Yes.
That's it.
No.
Wake Up.
Yeah, Wake Up.
Or Woke.
No.
Wake Up with Sam Harris.
Yeah.
So I played it. And this was, it goes, here's how it started off. Well, you know, I've been kind of afraid to have this podcast. Literally, this is how he talks.
Yeah, that is how he talks.
You know, but it's time, and it's on race relations. I'm like, holy mother of God.
You could not get out of it.
I can't get out of this rabbit hole.
You're down a rabbit hole.
And I'm like, I would not consider myself to have this issue, but I'm like, what the hell?
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
and you're driving through Madison, Wisconsin.
And I just found out that I am so privileged.
Yeah.
I don't even know how privileged I am.
You're peeing in a drawer in the truck.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm privileged, you know. And then I'm listening to Sam Harris, who has
shooting
this
five-hour energy drink.
Yes. Yeah. Who has this man on. He's from Columbia University. He's a student there, an undergrad, actually, at 22 years old, who's written 4 articles about this and for some magazine. And Sam Harris is just so enamored of him because he writes so incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out how old he was, I got it because he does write well, but he has a sense of immaturity,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of confidence, but mm-hmm. he knew the material inside mm-hmm. and out. And he was a black man. And mm-hmm. He goes, I consider myself a liberal. He goes, I mean, really a liberal. He goes, but after writing these papers and these interviews and these, and I've been out there, I can't tell you how many lefters just hate me. They mm-hmm. just hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with that. There's something going on, Julie,
right,
that liberals don't understand, that there's this movement,
right,
whether you wouldn't call it lefties or socialists, right, or something.
Right.
And it's scary. It's kind of like how the Trump people absconded the Republican Conservative
right.
Party, which was a decent party.
Yeah.
You know?
It would, like, push up against, you know, because yeah. we consider ourselves, I consider myself think liberally, act conservatively.
Me too.
That's how I consider myself, too.
And so I think the Democratic Party is being absconded
yeah.
by these, like Sam would say, I consider myself a liberal, but then I brush up against leftists
yeah.
and who think I am not liberal at all.
Right.
So these are some interesting definitions that are being
tested.
Retested and retested right
and,
now.
And
you
the
bet.
First thing he said was, he goes, I'm a this one man, not Sam Harris, who's talking about being called a racist.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, we are throwing this word out way too much, because you shouldn't be called a racist if you believe, here's an example. He goes, like 61% of black people think rap is not good for their culture. Now it breaks down more, like, because if my grandparents, you ask them, they would think, every one of them would say rap sucks, you know. And then my parents, you know, about 60% go to ask my generation, they're like, rap's great, you know. It's also if you broke it down, it'd be different. But as a whole,
mm-hmm.
he goes, but if a white person said rap is horrible,
mm-hmm.
they'd be considered racist.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, how can that be if you have the same viewpoints?
Yeah.
And then Sam Harris would say, well, I guess you could have the same viewpoint, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, you can't judge people by their reasoning. He goes, because I'm not 100% sure why anybody does anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Harris goes, you're exactly right.
He's exactly right.
Because Sam Harris does not believe in free will.
Yeah.
You are your cells, you don't understand the motivation, you are your environment.
Right.
And so when I get that from Sam Harris, I'm like, oh, my God, we had to cut each other a lot of slack, man. We have to just learn to cut each other a lot of slack.
Yeah.
But I would recommend listening to both these podcasts. And that they're the most recent ones, or last week's ones, with Dear Sugars and then Sam Harris
mm-hmm.
on this race thing. Because when I left, I felt the gap between liberal party.
Was it closing or widening?
It was super duper wide.
Yeah.
And real quick, because Quinn, I talked about this with Quinn, my millennial, you know, that I adore. And she said that she kind of got in somebody's face at the wedding. She went to a wedding last weekend
mm-hmm.
because she called somebody a racist. She said,
Quinn did?
Yeah, because one of her cousins wants to be a police officer, and she's like, well, go, you know, I think they're asking for police officers in Chicago right now. She could try it and move to Chicago. Goes, you don't want me to move to Chicago? I might get shot there and die. You want me to die? And then she was like, just went off, like, how dare you say that? You don't know what's going on down there. Chicago's a great place. And if we just put money into these communities where this stuff, the violence is going on, and cops are horrible people, you know, and I'm like, and you're a racist. And I'm like, and she's like, she goes, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I'm just spouting the extreme. I go, yeah, you kind of are.
Yeah.
All the guy was just making a joke.
Yeah.
And you jumped down his throat.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
So we're done with the podcast.
Whoa.
I don't know if it was funny, but I felt I had a lot to just.
You had a lot to get off your chest, girlfriend.
Yes, yes. And I graduated. Woo!
Woo-hoo! Happy celebration.
And if you have an issue with stress eating, come join us in September. Go to weightlossandstress.com and sign up.
Sign up today.
It's going to be free I am tweaking this class so
it's
that it gets better and better and
it's
better.
It's a month-long class.
Because come January,
mm-hmm.
I plan on.
Oh, you're going to pay, girl.
People are going to pay for this stuff, honey.
People are going to pay. Can I do my. I'm a white rapper.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I like rap.
Yeah.
I like Usher.
Yeah.
I like Usher.
Like Usher.
I like T-Pain.
So, how's the show going?
It was great.